Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio. Welcome to CICK News. Today, I'm speaking about Legions. This is a lead-up to Remembrance Day, and there will be more Remembrance Day content leading up to Remembrance Day. But for now, I'm focusing on Canadian Legions. I'm speaking with Joanne Woodbeck, who works at the Houston Legion Branch 294 Pleasant Valley in Houston. The Royal Canadian Legion is a nonprofit national organization that serves Canadian war veterans and their families and lobbies government on their behalf. It's best known for selling poppies every fall and organizing Remembrance Day ceremonies across the country. In recent decades, the Legion has struggled with declining membership, due in large part to the loss of Second World War and Korean War veterans. The Royal Canadian Legion has its origins in several small associations of ex-soldiers that existed throughout Canada before and during the First World War. One of the groups was the Army and Navy Veterans in Canada. The largest national organization established in 1917 was the Great War Veterans Association, or GWVA. By the end of the war, there were 15 veterans groups and a variety of regimental associations scattered across the country, representing the interests of former servicemen and women. The Legion expanded rapidly during and immediately after the Second World War, which created a massive influx of new and younger veterans. During the war, the growing organization provided entertainment programs and canteens for troops in Canada and overseas, as well as correspondence tutoring courses for men and women in uniform. When the war came to an end, more than a million Canadian veterans returned home. The Legion concentrated its efforts in helping them re-enter civilian life and advising them on pensions and other benefits available from the federal government. The Legion helped advocate for the Veterans Charter, a landmark set of national laws that created new services for veterans, including vocational and university training, land grants for farming, low-cost housing, and disability pensions. Today, the Legion in each province and territory is organized as a command, each falling under the National or Dominion headquarters based in Ottawa. Here's Smithers Legion representative Crystal Granke explaining the order of command for the Royal Canadian Legions.
Executive board, right?
Mm-hmm. There's an executive, and then there is, they're all volunteer. There's president and secretary treasurer, and then there is the zone commander and then the zone secretary. So they would be like Masset to Houston. BC, Yukon is also your next in line. Mm-hmm. And then there's Dominion command, I think, is like all of Canada. So it gets a little bit, like quite a bit higher there.
Yeah. My name is Joanne Woodbeck.
Okay, and so you are, you work at the Houston Legion branch. How long have you worked there?
I've been working with the Pleasant Valley branch 249 located in Houston for about 7 years. I was first asked to join and help out in secretarial duty. And over the last 7 years, my position has evolved immensely.
Okay, and why did you decide to work there?
You know, the Legion was not a part of my life when I was growing up, even though I had a lot of military aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles, that participated in the wars. Once I came here and realized the services that the Legion provides, I realized how valuable it is in the community, and I wanted to play a role in it.
Yeah, that's great. And I'd like to talk about, you know, kind of the role of the Legion and what it offers. But can you tell our listeners what was the, you know, why were legions created, and what was their importance?
Originally, the legions was created, the mission statement is to provide services for veterans and RCMP members and their families, to promote remembrance and to provide services within the community.
And what do you think the role of legions is now? Something that we spoke briefly about before was just that members' numbers are dwindling. And, you know, that's just mostly it's due to age. World War One and World War II veterans are passing on, you know, due to old age, and maybe their families didn't, you know, really see the need to be a Legion member. So what do you think that the role of Legions is now for veterans and the community?
Yeah, thank you for that question. The Legion plays two different roles now. We still provide a lot of services for veterans and their families. The ones that have passed on, we're still providing services to their family in the community. So if there's a widow that needs something, we're still here to help them with a variety of services. But as you say, our memberships have dwindled so much over the years, partly due to aging, people moving on, moving away, that we decided to change our licensing from a club license to a primary liquor license so that we could open the doors to the community and bring more people in and then encourage them to become members, because we just don't have enough members to keep the doors open. Mm-hmm. So we decided to change, and now we provide other services to the community as well as the veterans.
Can you talk about some of the specific services that you offer to vets and their families?
For one thing, the Houston Legion has a shuttle bus, and what we do is we provide free transportation for any veterans anywhere for any reason, especially medical appointments. As you know, we live in a pretty remote area. If they need to get to Terrace or to Prince George or whatever, we will take them and provide that transportation for them. We also provide that service for seniors and other community members, but we do charge a fee for that. But for veterans, it's completely free, because that's what we utilize the poppy money for. Mm. So when you see those poppy trays out there, that poppy money stays right in the community that you're putting your donation in, so that we can help the family members and the veterans locally.
I think that that's a good point to make too, is, you know, specifically where the poppy funds go to, because I think maybe people don't know if that's all sort of collected and given to something more national, but it's that it stays in the community that the money, that the funds are raised in.
That's right. That's right. It does stay in the community. Houston covers Grand Isle. So if someone in Grand Isle needs the services, then we also cover for them as well. And each legion covers their own area, and the money stays in the poppy fund, and it's utilized only for veterans. And so it's very restricted. It's not used in any way for the branch or the day-to-day operation, just strictly for veterans and their family.
Mm-hmm. And I know that in some legions too, they have, you can get crutches, or even if you need a bed, you know, brought into your house, you know, let's say you broke a hip or something like that. Does the Houston branch, do you offer those kind of things as well, medical equipment?
We do have some on a smaller scale. We have a wonderful hospice society here in Houston that helps us if we need the bigger items like a bed or anything in the larger devices. We do have some wheelchairs and some walkers and, you know, smaller devices here, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other organizations that you partner with that that you'd like for people to know?
You know, the Houston Legion is very proud to work with many, many different organizations here within the community. There's the Houston Seniors Association. There's Houston Links to Learning. there's a Houston Friendship Center. We also work very closely with the Houston Community Services.
Now, we've talked a little bit about the past and then the present, but what do you think the future of Legions is?
That's a really interesting question. I think more than anything, we have to get the word out there, so to speak. We need to take Remembrance Day and not just look at it as a holiday or a day off. That's our day to stop and remember those that did fight in the war and those that did, you know, they lost their lives. Quite a few of them came home. Those people also need services. We need to be grateful. We need to stop and say thank you on Remembrance Day. We need to teach the younger generation the importance of remembering those who have lost their lives, because we really should be grateful for what we have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. A little bit of Legion trivia that I think you'd know the answer to, but I don't know if all of our listeners do. Can you tell our listeners why everyone takes their hat off in the Legion?
Well, now that's an interesting question, and it varies from Legion to Legion, and I'm actually not sure of the history, so I'd love to hear it.
I'm going to let Crystal answer this one.
You know, an interesting story when you come into the Legion is that you have to remove your hat.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a tradition, and it's easy to lose, especially like membership isn't required anymore. And it used to be that you had to be a member or you could be signed in,
right.
You know, and so we do have to, you know, remind people of their hats. And what that actually was because everybody wore their rank on their hats. And when they entered Legions, you removed your hat because your rank didn't matter.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and so you basically come in equal.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of, you know, it's an interesting story, and it kind of contributes a little bit to, you know, to the purpose of the actual physical, you know, location of the Legion.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of history that, you know, the Legion, celebrating over 100 years in various parts of the country.
Yeah.
When you think about the guys that came home from the war in, you know, 1914, 1918, yeah, those legions have celebrated 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Joanna, is there anything else that you think people should know about the Pleasant Valley Legion in Houston?
Well, I would love to encourage everybody to consider joining the Legion and becoming a member. The membership, the dollars for the membership really helps provide more services for veterans, not so much locally. This is money that assists housing down in the Vancouver area, specialized housing for veterans who have come home, who need schooling, who need PTSD. They need counseling. Perhaps they need a specialized dog. We have all those services that are in the bigger centers, more located in Vancouver area. And, you know, when you become a member, you're supporting the brand and you're helping us continue to provide services.
Absolutely. What are your plans for Remembrance Day at your branch?
We have a community hall service starting at 10 a.m., and then at 10:40, we are inviting the public, along with all the first responders, to join us in a parade from the community hall down to the cenotaph. And then we will provide a community service at the cenotaph at 11 a.m., where the wreath will be laid on behalf of, in honor of. And then at 11:30, the Ladies Auxiliary will be hosting a turkey luncheon in our hall upstairs, and our lounge is open as well. So everybody is welcome to come in and perhaps renew their memberships and just enjoy the camaraderie of the day.
Yeah. Is that a ticketed event, the luncheon, or is that okay.
It's donation for the luncheon. We asked everybody to provide a small donation, and thank you to the Ladies Auxiliary for cooking all those turkeys.
Yeah. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for sharing this information and your thoughts and feelings about Remembrance Day with me. It means a lot, and I hope that people in whichever community, however they hear this, I hope that they participate in Remembrance Day as well.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Mm.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.